Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Talon.
Kevin, you got the wrong number.
Sir, I said, can I speak with Talon?
Who are you? Who are you with?
Well, I'm calling from Hoff and Mazer. Have you had a word with one of my subordinates, Mr. Rick Martin, I guess day before yesterday?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm trying to
And
speak with Salem at KCWX TV,
yeah, that's
Texas.
me.
All right, sir, how you doing
Okay.
today?
I'm doing great. I'm going to be on the road here shortly, but you can either call me
Oh.
back in about 10 minutes or we can talk for if 2 3 minutes. What is it? What is okay.
Okay, I'll
The
just
person that called me, if I
yeah.
recall, was a female. Right?
Well, that shouldn't be us. My subordinate that you spoke to over chat messages on the website was a male. So,
Okay.
it shouldn't be a female contacting you from our site.
No, that was a phone call that I talked. Now, I've got more than one developer trying to talk to me about my projects.
I see. That's all
Anyway.
right. So, am I calling you at a bad time? You said you'd like for
No,
me
but
to
I'm
call
just
you back
saying
soon.
I've just wanted to get in my vehicle to get on the road. Then I can talk both of my hands free,
Okay, so
Anyway.
yeah, let me try and keep it brief for you. So Salim, I'm contacting you about the, you mentioned on the website chat with Rick from our side that you have applications deployed to the app stores, and now you're looking to create other alternate versions of your application for Android TV and the larger screen sizes. Does that ring any bells?
Yes, that is correct. They're called smart TVs.
Smart TVs. Yeah, there you go.
Or connect,
So,
another term you could use is connected TVs. That means, they've got an internet connection because they're doing a
that's
lot of
right.
streaming nowadays.
That's right. The aggregate
Okay.
term is connected TVs. So, yeah. So,
Yeah.
Salim, first things first, I'd like to make sure a couple of things about the app that you have live on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Are they 100% functional, and are they current in terms of the updates and the version updates and everything?
Well, I don't know that you have to be involved with those. Those were built on the Flutter platform.
Okay.
And
Well,
they're
Flutter's
both
the right.
operating right now. If you
Okay.
try to call, if you download the app and you try to click on to you to watch, it's not going to let you because we've got a geofence. So that's part of the project is to build the apps for the connected TVs as well as the platforms like Roku and Apple TV and Fire TV.
Right, that's exactly why I
Got
asked
me?
this question. I understand you, and we did download the application. We tried to press on watch and try to kind of take it for a spin, but it wouldn't let us. And you kind of
Yeah,
explained that it's
but I can
a geofence.
if you coordinated with me.
Yeah.
You okay? First of all, nothing could have been done until this point when we're talking on the phone right now. If we do proceed communicating and trying to get into to the point to where we can get a proposal that's acceptable, one of the things we can do is when I'm back in my office, like tomorrow or day after tomorrow, anyway, you reach out to me. You're on Pacific time, and I'm on Central time.
Well, we're in the East
Okay.
Coast, so we're based in Illinois.
Oh,
So, yeah.
okay. I thought it says Sunnyvale on your phone.
Well,
That's
that should
your
not be
cell
true. I
phone?
mean, yeah, this is the office line, 408-746-3290, and this is the Wyoming number, and this is for our head office, and this is connected in both the Illinois and the Wyoming office. Myself, I'm based in
Yeah.
Illinois, and we're based
Yeah.
in Skokie, to be specific.
Anyway, what I was going to tell you is that regardless, what we could do is I can sit in front of a computer, log into the back end, okay,
Sure.
of the back end has the geofence in it as well as the addressing for the CDN. And the reason
Oh,
we put
cool.
the CDN on there is that if we ever want to change CDN providers, you know, we just put in a different address in there. I'm sure you
Okay,
probably
that's sweet.
understand all this stuff being the manager, you know.
I do, and it, you know, it's
And,
pretty handy. I mean,
yeah.
with what you're saying, it looks like
Yeah.
a great, you know, a well-planned software. So you say
Yes.
that you know, we'd have to plan for a better time, say tomorrow or day after, and then
Well,
you'd allow me to access
yeah.
family, right?
Well, I got off on a tangent with you here. What has to be done is coordinate, and you say, okay, you can call me Salem. Salim, S-A-L-E-E-M is my name, but everybody calls me Salem. It's, you know, it's a
Salem.
nickname. But anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. I realized I pronounced it incorrectly.
That's okay. But what we can do is we can't do it right now because I'm traveling back. I got a boat on the Gulf Coast, you know, fishing boat, and I'm just not heading back to Austin. But anyway, what I could do when I'm back in the office is sit on my computer, log into the back end, and open the fence. You follow me? There's two functions
I
on
do.
The back end. The geofence, it has listed every county in Texas. Okay? Every county. Because
okay.
Nielsen measures, the measurement services vary on some counties from season to season, and so our contour changes. You know, we'll pick up one or two different counties, and we drop one or two different counties. And if we wanted to reduce the efforts and work, we wanted the dashboard to have the operators in our NOC, the ability for content to be changed. So there's 254 counties in Texas, and what the developers that built those two Flutter apps, one for Android and one for Apple TV, Apple iOS, did is that it's basically the same app, but with some tweaking between the different platforms, because
okay.
it's written in Dart and Flutter platform. And the back end, so they used Google Maps, and I think there's a function inside of Google Maps. If you have an account as a developer, you can go in and select the function by counties, and that way, by the app that the user has that downloads from the store, it's got built into the code there. Where once they get the app, there's an API that goes and that says log in. And that hadn't been too good for us. What we're going to build on the connected TVs is we're not going to have them logging in and putting in a password. There's no need to do that. We get all the analytics off of the CDN, you know, and Google Analytics.
Right. I
so,
think I'm following you. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with CDNs and the Google Maps SDK integration. I mean, it sounds like a, like I said, it sounds like a, you know, sophisticated software. I'm just curious. I mean, once you allow me the access tomorrow or day after, is that like you allow access to each individual, like changing counties? Or
No. I was going to tell you about that. See, a television station buys programming for its service area where the virtual fence is, okay? And so we have copyright permission to broadcast because we buy the programming based on our service area. So other stations, other TV stations like us that would be adjacent, they buy the same programming to serve their territory. And in order to keep from infringing on each other, the only way they will sell us the programming to be allowed to stream is if we geofence it. But during the programming day and weeks and months, we do a lot of content that are like we do 8 news breaks a day. And then we produce high school football from September all the way till end of November. And during that time, all that content that we produce, we have total copyrights for it. So we want to be able to open the geofence so that no matter where you are, you can see it. And what we discovered, there's a lot of families in our television market that have either siblings or other family members and so on that are either in the military or traveling or something, and they want to see some home programming. So when the geofence is open, they're able to be in, like, say, in Canada or Alaska or wherever it is, and they can download. They would already have had downloaded the app, but when there's football games, they're from everywhere. You know, they just take. You know, they just open the app and watch. And so when the content that we produce that we own is over, we close the fence. And the fence is open and closes by just simple, you know, either the fence is active or it's inactive.
Yeah,
When it's
maybe like a
inactive,
simple
all those
shutdown solution,
counties,
right?
say again?
Maybe like a simple something as simple as a drop-down selection or, you know, toggle on and off on the back end.
It's a toggle. It's an on-off toggle. Yeah, that's all it is. And when you
Oh, well,
toggle it
nice.
off, what it does is inside the code, but here's what happens. When you click to watch, the first thing it does, it says, is this person inside the territory? Okay,
Right.
that's the question it asks the back end. If you're within the service area, you don't hear back. All of a sudden, you just watch your stream. It clears the stream. It allows you to see the stream. If
Right.
you're outside the territory, it sends you, this service is not available at this time.
Just exactly what we saw,
So,
yeah.
yes. And then when we toggle a switch for the geofence function, then the back end knows it doesn't matter who logs in. When they reach in to get the CDN address, it automatically sends them the CDN address, which is they're able to get the stream, you know, because when it's open, there's less code used. You know how you have a Y fun. I mean, you come to a crossroad. Is A or B? Is the fence
Yeah.
open? Or is it closed? If the fence is open, we don't need to go checking for where they are or anything. We're just going to let them have the stream. If the fence is
Right.
closed,
Yeah.
it says, "Okay, the fence is closed. That means it's inactive." Let me no. That's not correct. The fence is either active or not active. Let me use it in that terminology so we don't get crossways with each other on language.
Yeah, I think
So.
I understood that, yeah.
Okay, when we create all content that's made by KCWX, we deactivate the fence so that no matter where the people are, they watch it. So in the
Yeah.
code flow chart, as it comes down, it says, is the fence active or not? If the fence is to be active, then it goes through the process of checking if they're
Their
inside
GPS
the,
location, yeah.
so, yeah, exactly. And if
Right, it
they
matches
are, it
their
just
GPS
automatically
location
gives
and
them
they
the
are,
stream.
yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's the way it is on those two apps.
Okay,
And
well,
we've
sounds
got to
pretty
do that
smooth.
on connected. I'm sorry, what?
I said it sounds pretty smooth, and I look forward to looking
Yeah.
at it, in the works.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to see, dude. You just see, the only thing that I want different than what you see, because when you logged in, you have to put in I guess an email address and a password for you. And the reason that was done in the very beginning, we first built this in 2018, and what we you know it was kind of crude in terms of analytics back then. So that function is not needed. I don't give a shit about somebody's IP address, because basically that's what we were capturing when we get their email address. We
Yeah,
don't.
you
We're
wouldn't need
not. We don't. What.
to. This wouldn't be about the IP address because IP address can be collected without when someone logs in, you just need to tell the
Yeah.
code that they need to collect the IP address on the person's
Yes.
device. So I think this is more about
Yeah.
if you have any kind of subscription on it or if it's there's some sort of
No, that's
paid
the
version.
thing. Yeah, see, we can't do that because, we're regulated by the FCC. All broadcast television stations, you can't charge for anything. So this is basically an overhead. It's a cost center for us. It costs us to have the streaming. But the way we spend that money, it comes out of the station's marketing budget because it helps our viewers to watch more, and it helps our it enhances our relationship with our advertisers. They
Yeah,
get a
okay.
bonus there because they know they're buying a commercial on TV, but they're getting streaming there. someday in the future, there will be a split within the company that we operate, wherein if you, these advertisers, if they want to buy this, if they want to have the streaming, then they're going to have to pay more for the ad. Do you see what I'm saying? They'll either have to pay for it over the air only, or
at
that point.
Right
now,
yeah.
Am I here now?
I can hear you now. Can you repeat the last thing you said?
I mean,
you said there will be two splits in the company in the future.
Not physical splits, but the fact is, the instead of being a marketing budget for the streaming. Mm-hmm. Which is very austere. There's not much money for this. We just barely are allowed to have money to build these apps. And now we've got budgeted some money. The comptroller is working with the management. We got it to where now, okay, we want to build connected TV apps and for those three other platforms. And then once that's all of that's done, we will monitor the viewership level. Because remember, advertising is sold on so many viewers, so many impressions per thousand, okay?
That's right.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, it's $5 per thousand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what did you call it?
CPIs and CPMs?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we will get a point, we will reach a point of the viewership to where it's high enough that we can demand money for it. Viewers still wouldn't be paying because it's illegal for us to collect any money from people watching TV.
Yeah.
But what we can tell an advertiser, though, oh, you're buying the high school football package. Okay, that's fine. It's this much for broadcast TV, which you'll get over satellite or cable or over the air, which is the way it is right now. Or if you also want to include streaming, then that ad may have an additional 10 or 15% added value in price.
So
that would allow us to have a budget to expand what we're doing in terms of streaming. Right now, all we're trying to do is take the one primary programming stream of the station and broadcast it, and at the same time, we take that stream and pass it into an RTMP, and then it goes into a media server, and then it comes out as a HLS stream that goes to the CDN. You follow me?
What is the HLS you mentioned? What is the acronym for that?
HLS is a stream format that Apple came up with, I guess. It's RTMP. This is basically now we're getting into the area of transmission. Okay.
Okay, I could guess. This doesn't sound familiar to me. I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about the you might be talking about the HTTP live streaming. That's a protocol for streaming. Is that what you're talking about?
That's one. Yes, but there's also an HLS protocol. Okay, but. The other company that I'm talking to right now is Raid Native, I think? Is that
React Native?
Does
yes.
That
sound that's, yeah,
React,
that's an old,
React Native.
React Native, yes, sir.
Yes, that's a web-based, and they pretty much convinced me that that's what Hulu and Netflix use. And the two developers of that company, they left. One of them left Hulu, and the other one left. There's guys that were friends and they're programmers, and they left those two companies and started their own application service like that. And see, for us, it's very difficult. So if we want to go ahead and put our efforts into somebody like that as a startup. But what they were telling us they wanted to do made a lot of sense. You probably already know I didn't say the correct word. You mean React Native, yes. So that's probably a simpler way, a more established company would do it as well, I would guess, right?
You're already built on Flutter. I mean, if you have to move to a different framework, and that essentially means starting from something close to scratch, right, when you shift frameworks and you go to a different framework, then we might as well do some research and we might as well go for something better than React Native, because I'm almost sure that Netflix does not just rely on React Native. I mean, React Native may be one of the components used in their streaming framework, but there must be a lot more advanced technologies involved. I do recall something off the back of my head right now, but I wouldn't quote it because I need to fact check that information. We can do that research for you, and if you want to migrate from Flutter, the only problem with Flutter is that it's not as scalable as some of the other frameworks out there. So for now, I can tell you that a streaming application on Flutter would do just fine, and even for what you're trying to accomplish with what you've mentioned right now. But in the future,
Okay,
somewhere, Flutter can leave
but for
you.
platforms, I don't think some of the platforms will accept that. I don't think, I'm not sure. Okay, first of all, I am an electrical engineer and I run the business, one part of our business, and I have the operations responsibility, but there's other people I have to answer to and so on. And I don't spend my time focused on something like what you're doing. The expertise that you have is beyond me. But when it comes to those little packets that you take and you read and look at, that's what I do well. I know that very, very well. We ship the content. We've got all kinds of encoders and decoders and all kinds of technology like that, and we use that. We feed the phone companies, the satellite companies, the cable companies, data streams, data
So
transmission.
you're more familiar with the telecommunication technologies
Yes.
versus the software development technologies, right?
Yeah. But when I went through college, we used Fortran, okay, for engineering when
Fortran,
we
okay.
started. That's a very basic language. That's about four or five levels below where you're working now,
Yeah, I mean it's obsolete, but
Yeah.
I understand. This must be a few years ago.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I mean, they don't teach it to engineers nowadays. They go to higher level languages. And when Unix was developed, Fortran was the best language to express equations and modeling in. But that was years ago. And so what I'm saying to you is, as far as computer programming and the whole realm of that, I understand very well. But nowadays, when you say, I'm going to build an app, you better get somebody who's skilled and who has the title as a developer, app developer, because there are a lot of sophisticated things like you and I've been talking about.
Yeah, and
You need to start.
the frameworks have evolved over time, and they're evolving with each passing day. So, I for example, Netflix we were just talking about, right? As far as I remember, and like I said, I'll have to cross-check this, but I'm almost 99% sure that Netflix utilizes native technologies, not React Native. React Native is
Yeah.
actually the opposite. It's a cross-platform technology whereby you build
Exactly.
one code base and you could deploy that to both Apple and Google Play Store. However,
That's the way Flutter is.
exactly. So these are both cross-platform frameworks, and they are kind of used alternatively. Right. If you don't like React Native or you have a bias against it, you could always use Flutter, right? However, Netflix has native applications. So they have one code base that's written in Kotlin. I'm
Right.
99% sure, and that's for Android. And I think their Apple application, their iOS application is written in Swift. Those again are
Okay, which is
native
Apple
native
language.
technologies, which is an Apple
But
language.
that's,
That's right.
yes, I understand. Yeah, that
And then you
as a matter
see,
of fact,
and then in the future, in the very near future, you're going towards the Vision OS, right? That's for the Apple glasses that were just revealed earlier this year. You're familiar with the Apple Vision Pro, right?
I heard about it, but I'm not that knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, see,
Look,
we're
we're
going
really
towards
getting
the.
off.
Sorry?
I just, we really, we got a very simple application that we want. We got a single broadcast stream, okay? We would like to be able to economically build an app that, and the reason we're trying to go to something that's cross-platform is so that there's not a lot of active work to get something to use on the three primary platforms of Roku. Roku has its own, if you go sign up for a developer's account on Roku, you know, it talks about all, how to write the code for their platform. Fire TV used to be Android, but it's not anymore. I'm not sure what it is right now. And Apple TV is tvOS, you know, when you do for the Apple platform.
Yeah, that's version,
iOS
that's,
is for the mobile
that's compatible
device.
With Flip. Yeah.
Yeah. For the larger
almost
TVs.
Right. So Roku uses ScreenGraph and, you know, BrightScript and similar technologies. Those are XML-based. But I understand what you're, I mean, what you're trying to say. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that, for example, you know, we have an iOS app, but that's not going to work on TVs. You have to have the tvOS, okay? Or I think that's what it's called. We have the accounts. We've got accounts on all the stores, okay? Both Android and Apple. And if when you go to the developer's app on in there, it has both a you can build on there. On that developer's app, you can build for the iOS or you can build for the tvOS. I think it's tvOS. It may be some other acronym. But
yeah, you just have to make it
close.
Compatible with tvOS. So if you have an app that's built in Swift, that's a local native iOS framework, then it's a lot easier to sync it or make it compatible with the tvOS. That is the Apple technology or operating software for TV devices.
Yes. But the thing, I don't know where we're going with this. I've got to figure out, okay, what it's going to take to do what we need to do. What's it going to cost to do it, you know? And obviously, whoever we do this with, they're going to have to maintain it. So we've got a recurring cost, and that's the things that I've got to control. You know, I mean, I'm obligated to do that for the company. So I'm obligated to do two things. Economically, get the apps built. Economically, negotiate the agreement for them to be maintained. And I have sufficient knowledge to know how and what some of these things should cost. Okay? I have talked to
awesome.
A lot of different people. Yeah. And from your perspective, You got to look at this and say, is this something that we want to do? You know, I mean, you know, you got to decide for your company.
Yeah.
Okay. We understand what this person wants. I guess let me ask you this simple question. Can you, I know you can build an app, okay, period, whether it's native or cross-platform or whatever, just from talking to you and listening to you, okay? I know you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't know point blank by asking you is, do you have the ability to build and provide a customer a geofence for that app or a group of apps, as well as the fact that it's going to be triggered by counties, by county addressing on Google Maps?
Okay, Yeah, we could do zip codes, or we could do longitudes and latitudes, or we could do it by counties.
Okay. The reason we don't want zip codes, we've got to offer zip codes for very, 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 very minimal account, additional charge. But what they want to do is use zip codes. Well, hell, there's so many thousands of zip codes. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I know there's 254 counties in Texas.
That's right.
And I don't want us to have to build the code to where that you say, okay, for this county, it's got all of these zip codes, and for this county, it's got all of these zip codes, and then we've had 4 or 5 county changes this quarter, so we've got to change our fence configuration. So it becomes a mess when you go in there and say, okay, all of these zip codes here, all these, you follow what I'm saying, basically?
You're right.
The way it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like right now, we have 254 counties in Texas. We really don't need all 254. We could probably live with 100 of them. Just so far, no, there's enough of a perimeter away from where our market is that we know that we would be too far out to be needing to go to every. For example, the counties in El Paso, we don't need those counties. You know, the El Paso County is a county. That's way on the edge of Texas. Well, that will never be part of our service area. But for simplicity, apparently, when you're doing this on Google Maps, they can do a click of a button and take the whole state and get all the counties into a table. I think we're using Mongo database on that about in the back
MongoDB.
End, but
okay.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but you're telling me now, basically, the can you, you know what would be neat if you could do it? Is if you got into our GitHub repository and saw the back end, can you tell from that as to what the API needs to be and what it looks like so that you can just mimic it? And that way that function is already built in.
Okay, so as long as you're sure that this is Google Maps SDK that's used on the, you know, behind the scenes to map out the geofencing, that is something that I can tell you 100% that we are familiar with it, and we have worked with something similar, you know, at least a couple of projects that I could recall. However, yes, we would require or we would appreciate the link to the GitHub repository, and that is going to give us a head start because we're simply picking up from a software that's already built, right? So you already have the apps deployed to the app stores, and you want to make sure the apps are the new TV device apps we do for you are compatible with the mobile device application in terms of the backend analytics and the, you know, the admin panel controls and everything, right?
But the thing is, here's the thing that's confusing to me for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just because somebody has a set of strategies that are implementing, no two APIs are necessarily the same. I mean, you can't. If I told you I've got a setup where in my code I've got this for the user app, and here's the back end over here, and they communicate together by the interface. So that doesn't tell you anything because you say, well, shit, I don't know what they're doing. I can't just step in and write an API that the back end would understand. You'd have to see what was done, right?
Well, I think you've done a pretty good job, Salim, on explaining to me how this is working on the back end. So, I mean, I can tell off the top of my head on what, you know, you told me that Google Maps is used, right? Now, without you telling me what kind of API or SDK has been used, I can tell you that it's a Google Maps SDK that's used versus an API. And I can even tell you which of the specific APIs or SDKs that have been used behind the scenes for the geofencing part, right? Of course, now there might be a lot more features on the back end. That's something I'll have to look for and be able to kind of take it for a spin before I'd be able to advise on it. But I think the geofencing by zip codes, in fact, by counties versus by zip codes, that's pretty understood, pretty much understood.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. First, we'll have a call. I'm on the road now, so this is not an issue for me to but I don't want to spend too much more time on this because I've got to check some of my work emails by just trying to read them while I'm driving slower. But anyway, I've been out on the Gulf, you know, for several days, so I'm just now getting back and my work is piling up. What I was going to tell you is we'll have a call together again, and when we do that, we'll plan to do two things. One, I'm going to be sitting there at the computer with we have Versal. We're using Versal. We had AWS for the back end.
Yeah, for the
but
server
it,
side.
It, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wasn't getting it. And one of the guys that works with us said, hey, once you simplify that, just go put this. This is not a very sophisticated back end that you have. Just put it on Versal. So that's what we did.
Versal. That's okay.
Versal is a small company. I don't think they're probably, they may not be as big as your company. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Is
if that
that?
was an opinion, honestly, I mean, that was not a good opinion, I'd say. Factually speaking, if you were using
Yeah.
AWS, I think you should be doing just fine. You don't need to, you should never go to Vercel, especially for an application like this that would require quite a bit of scaling in the future with more features and the user base and everything. So I think AWS is just fine for this.
Yeah. So
Vercel is
anyway,
actually used for testing applications, just so you know. Yeah. Sorry.
just for testing, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Well, that's how, like I said, we're not app developers. That's someone tells me, okay, we can do this and that, and you can test it and all that, and it works fine, but we don't have that big of viewer base yet. Okay,
I
so.
see.
We've gone through two iterations. We had a company that's called Town News, who I don't know if you saw them. They're probably a competitor. Oh, they changed their name. They're called Box. What is it? Box T. No, I don't remember. Something like
What do you
that.
call them? Town
Box
News?
TV.
What was their previous name?
That was the original company. The original name was Town News. And then they built us the very, very first app in 2018. Then they acquired a CDN company that was a reseller and changed their name to Blocks.
Yeah, I see them on
BLOX.
Google right now.
Okay, Blocks. They do what y'all do.
Yeah, it looks
But the
like
problem with
Giant.
them, the reason we left them is we were with them for like until they bought this company. Field 59, which was a CDN reseller, that made them become the reseller themselves. And so when you get an app with them, you have to get your CDN service through them. Well,
Oh, okay.
we and I said, we're not going to do that. And they said, well, if you're not going to do that, you really can't stay because that's our new policy. And I said, fuck you. Basically, I didn't use those words. But basically, I just said,
Okay.
when this contract ends, I'm not renewing it. They said, oh, really? I said, yeah. Oh, well, he said, look at all the work you. I said, let's just wait. Either you continue allowing us to choose our CDN, whoever we want to use, or we're not going to stay with you. We're going to go and start over again. And we did. And when we left with them, we had native apps, a native Android, and a native iOS. Okay. And in addition to that, on the iOS developer store, there's the web OS, which was like you were saying, you tweak the native iOS into tvOS, I think. Anyway, so
So,
when we left
just to
them,
confirm, this is
we
not the
had another
company that built the
developer.
current applications you have, right?
Right? Those are
This
not
is
the
not
current
the.
applications we have.
Okay,
Because
okay.
we moved to the company that built them. They said, okay, we can build on a Flutter platform, a cross-platform app that will work on both on your Android TVs, I mean, Android mobile apps and iOS mobile apps. We said, okay. And so they built that, and they said, okay, it can be hosted on Vercel. It won't cost very much. And that also can be linked to GitHub, and so that's all you really need. That way, you have your back end, and you have. We required that we own the code because since we're paying for it. It's a work for hire, and the only reason we want to do that is because we didn't. If we end up in a situation like where we are right now, because they could not. When I went back to them about 6 months ago, I said, "Okay, we want to build a Fire TV app." And here's the account. We signed up and all of that. They messed around with it, and they couldn't get it to working. They spent several months. I said, we can't continue with this. That's it. So we let them go, and we have an IT person there in town that's very familiar with the app. He was helping us when we started with this second company. We haven't, fortunately, we haven't had any maintenance requirements. But he keeps an eye on things. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, we already have developer accounts for Apple, for and not Android. Yeah, we have it for it's Google Developer, I guess it is. I'm not sure which one. We
Google
have the Android
Developer.
Developer. Yeah, we
Yeah.
have that. We have an account also on the Roku. We have I said Fire TV, right?
Fire TV,
Apple,
yep.
Fire TV, Apple, and Android, and I don't know what else. Anyway, those are there, and we could, even though we're the administrative holder, there would be a point in time working with you or someone like you, hopefully, or you know, or your team, people that work for you. But anyway, we can assign the roles for not just as developer, but you know, I don't want people in our company working to get involved with any of this. Okay, I don't. I
Okay.
haven't done it in the past, and I'm not going to do it now. So that means I have to allow whoever we sign a contract with the ability to operate at the administrator level. Okay,
Okay, on
so
more like an
if
ongoing
you,
basis, right?
yeah, exactly, and
Okay.
maintaining the units.
Okay.
So, if there's some changes, it depends on, you know, I'm not married to the code that we have right now and the two mobile apps. They're working fine, but if it means building the other apps and hosting, totally changing everything, and as long as it's something that's practical for us to do, then we'll probably consider doing it.
But
But for now, I
you
guess,
see the yeah.
go ahead. Go
You see
ahead.
the only couple of things that I'm kind of hesitant about before you know say jumping the guns on you. A, you've already spent I'd say quite a bit of money towards the applications you have live on the app stores. B, you mentioned that you know you since you have a publisher's license. By federal and state regulations, you guys are not allowed to, you know, sell subscriptions or charge the viewership any kind of, you know, pricing of costs to, you know, deliver the content. And then, you know, I think we're already talking about four different kinds of interfaces: one for Fire TV, one for Roku, a second one for Roku, a third one for the Android smart TVs. The connected devices, and a fourth one for Apple TV. That already makes it about four interfaces that we're looking at. Even if we
Oh,
decide
what
to keep
about
the
WebOS? What
Oh,
about
that's
putting
five.
one of the suggestions that was given to me last week was, hey, if you'll sign up with us, we'll for free put a button on your website, the station. You know, I'm sure you probably looked at kcwx.com, which is our website. They said, oh,
I
we'll
have it
put a
over there.
button there, and that way, if somebody can go to the website, and if they want to watch TV, they can just punch the button. So, anyway.
So the TV on the
That's
website is working, right?
the TV what?
The TV on the website, is that working? I mean,
No, I haven't. No, the guy was, this guy was, he's, I guess he's a marketing person for a developer's company. And he, in the process of me talking to him, like I was talking to you when we first started talking, one of the things he was trying to tell me, this app, this app, this app. You know what? I'll throw in WebOS also so that you can put it on your website. And then they'll just have it. I said, what do you mean? And he said, we'll put a radio button there, and it'll say watch live, you know, and they'll punch that and they'll get the stream. So anyway,
Yeah, I mean, all of that sounds cool. The only thing I'm concerned about is, you know, you mentioned that, you know, they said Netflix is built on React Native, and, you know, this was true until, I think, 2018. And since then, Netflix has native applications for Kotlin, Android, and Swift for iOS. And it just feels like they don't have the most current information. But anyway, so. You'd like to have the web OS more like a web application, a web interface that's accessible from the browsers as well, right?
Well, I mean, I don't. This is all. Look, everything is going to be about money and time, no matter what product it is. I've been in the business for more than 40 years, you know? It's all money and time and a relationship that's decent. So, we're a small company. We're not going to have a subscription service, okay? We'd like to have connected TV, and we'd like to get these platforms. And this is not rocket science. And you understand what a geofence is and that you could put one in there, then you need to just give us a quote. And before we do that, before you do anything in terms of quoting or figuring out what you want to do, I'm willing to spend a few minutes with you. Right now, it's the only good thing about this is I'm driving right now, okay? So, but at some point, you know, I can't sit there like this on the phone when I'm in the office trying to get other work done. But what I was going to tell you is
That's cool.
that either tomorrow afternoon or let's see, today is Tuesday, so either sometimes in the Wednesday afternoon, if you're in Illinois, we're both on Central Time. So tomorrow afternoon, sometimes in mid-afternoon, if you're using a cell phone, you can text me, and we can communicate and say, okay. I'll go to the computer. I don't know where I'll be and what I'm doing because I have all the operations I'm responsible for. So I may be inside a master control or the transmission mock or in my office or talking to some other manager about something, but I still have time to. This is one of the important things for me personally, getting this done. So what I'll do is coordinate with you for a time that's convenient for you as well. I realize you're a manager and we can, you can either do, can you do either desktop or, you know what I'm talking about? You can remote in. You can remote
I
into
mean, I
my.
could, we could have a Zoom meeting if you're familiar with Zoom. I can send you a link from our
Yeah, but
ID, and
I keep forgetting. What is your name?
well, you're speaking with Mike Smith.
Yeah. Mike, what?
Mike Smith,
Smith.
Smith. Smith.
Yeah, that's an unusual name for your accent.
Well, I've not heard, you know, that's not the first time I'm hearing this. I come from Australia, and my, you know, my first name is Mikhail. So a lot of people think it's going to be Michael, but it's Mikhail, and Mikhail Smith is my full name.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, Do you have TeamViewer?
I do, yep.
Okay. With Zoom, you don't really get to go directly to my computer desktop, right? Because what
That's
I
right. I
want
mean,
to do,
yeah.
I can open the fence without just talking on the phone tomorrow or day after tomorrow, okay? I can open the fence and you got the app and I say, okay, it's open right now. Click on it and you see it. Yes, I see it. Okay, fine. Right now I'm gonna, oh, the good thing about that is as long as you don't make any changes whatsoever to that phone and don't turn it off, you'll be able to at least till the first time it resets everything, which is once every 24 hours. Okay.
Okay.
You'll be able to stay on there even though I'm not talking to you. But if you ever close the app, it will revert to where it's not going to let you in. But
Yeah,
until
so I
you
think
do
let's
something, yeah,
let's
you don't show up.
yeah, let's shoot for a Zoom meeting versus the TeamViewer, because with Zoom, you can keep the controls and you can kind of walk me around in a few minutes on the back end and everything as well, and then you could show me
How
how you
do I get the
toggle.
back end on? How do you see the back end on the Zoom?
Well, you could just share your screen with me. I mean, when I send you the link, you join the meeting, then I'll allow you the access to share your screen, and you could just pull up the website and, you know, kind of show
Okay.
that to me on the
All right.
screen share.
Okay. I see what you're talking about. Okay. So we can do both of those things where you can watch the app and then go to see what the back end looks like and we can talk about it over the phone because most of it is, it's only two things in the back end. One is like I was telling you, it has the CDN URL that's given to the user of the app. which is the stream. It has the URL of the stream that the CDN is putting out. And then the other item is the geofence information, you know, where you can see how the data is set up for the counties and the on-off, and then then the fence on and fence off. The counties are the same way. When the fence is closed, if you don't select any counties, nothing goes out. But you have to specify which counties are included in this geofence, and that's how the contour of our system is.
Yeah, which is so great.
We select
all
the counties that we serve. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. I've got to get – okay.
So, Selim, I know I'm holding you up, and you need to get on the wheels as well. So let me send you an email, and I'll send you a tentative link to the meeting for tomorrow. What time's tomorrow, if any? What times work for you? Say 3 p.m. Shall we shoot for 3 p.m. tomorrow and see if we can meet?
Central time, right?
Central. 3 p.m. Central?
Okay. 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Perfect, then. So let me I'll let you go for now, Selim. You take your, you take your emails and everything, and I'll send you a Zoom meeting link. And in case Rick has not sent you an NDA, which is entirely optional, if you want to sign that, I can send a
copy.
No, I'm
not signing any. No, I'm not signing any NDAs for anybody.
Okay.
I don't want to get into any situation where there is any legal possibility to be tangled up with somebody.
I appreciate
you protect your information
from.
The way you want to, and we're buying services, and I don't really give a fuck about what happens and how they do things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As long as they meet the contract requirements and it works, then that's fine, And,
okay, like I said, it's entirely optional, so, I could skip that.
Yeah, this is a work-for-hire, right?
That's exactly how we work. It's going to be a work-for-hire contract. It's going to be mentioned on the agreement as well. So, that's exactly how we work.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the situation where we're saying, hey, we own this, and you need to pay us this much now if you want to keep it or use it or whatever. I've had that kind of shit happen several years ago.
Well, you'll have an engagement contract with us before we even get started. So, don't worry about those things. I mean, it's going to be in place, and it's going to be worded out for you.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I know how to deal with it. I've got 10 feet of depth of contracts and litigation shit over the last 40 years, okay? So I don't have a problem with dealing with that kind of thing. I'm not a lawyer, but I spend enough on a lawyer's education to read a contract and what to look for.
I can tell you're seasoned, and I appreciate that. Tell them.
Yeah, but I want you to feel comfortable in seeing what we're asking about. Because if you don't look, nothing is built without a good foundation. It ain't going to fucking work. I don't care who the people are, because everything is about time and money, And if we're used to doing business where we make sure we're totally transparent and we expect the people that understand it, understand the requirements, and that they are, if there's anything that relates to us, that they're open about it instead of just mumbling and hoping something doesn't get said or done. Okay, that ain't going to work eventually. If you're trying to have a long term relationship. Okay.
I'll get going here. Yeah, I'll give you all the endorsement and all the the social proof that you may need in order to establish trust in us. And I understand that's a part of the due diligence. We'll come to that as well. And I assure you, you'll have all the information about us, and you'll be 100% comfortable before we even get started.
Yeah, okay. As long as that the development's not done offshore, that ain't going to happen.
Nothing's going to be done offshore. So I think, you've already spoken to Rick about this, and we're all onshore. In fact, if you travel to Chicago or you travel to Illinois anytime in the next, say, month or so, you're more than welcome to come down to our office as well, and we'd be happy to welcome you. So, and that's one thing that I had to confirm with you as well. I mean, I just wanted to make sure we're not competing with any offshore companies, because then it's just a whole different ball game with them in terms of their pricing and everything. So I think you kind of mentioned you just want to work with the onshore, 100% onshore companies, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're based in Austin, Texas, and we do have federal licenses in order to be able to be broadcasting, and that's something that we have to protect. And we do not want to get involved with anyone that's offshore because of any activity that may relate to intercompany shenanigans that are going on nowadays, you know. So we're very careful on avoiding. Okay,
Okay, that's an
I'll just wait
interesting word.
and communicate. Yeah,
Sorry.
I'll communicate with you by email. Thank you for your call.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time, Selim. We'll let you go, and I'll send you an email. All
All
right.
right, bye.
You have a good rest of the evening. Bye now.
Okay.